Be ye humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of his visitation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's quite a common myth that great saints were born with a heroic degree of virtue. Somehow we have this idea that all these great saints that we pray to were miraculously born with the sainthood. But that's far from the truth. In fact, we have many examples of individuals who lived very immoral lives and underwent a conversion before attaining this high degree of virtue. And often it's not because of a great experience they had, but often because of a meeting with an individual that they have. With somebody who's able to understand where they're coming from, understand their weakness, and accept them nonetheless, and guide them along, ultimately, to Christ. St. Augustine certainly had this experience. We know that St. Augustine lived a very immoral life before his conversion. He was a heretic. He was a great sinner. He even fathered a child out of wedlock. And he finally came to looking into Christianity, to looking into Catholicism, and he chanced upon St. Ambrose of Milan. And later, St. Augustine would say, he ultimately converted, he came to the true faith because of this one individual. Ambrose, he said, was a father to me. Of course, Ambrose condemned the sins that he committed. He was a good bishop. But he had compassion and he understood Augustine, where he was coming from. And through his mercy, through his direction, through his kindness, St. Augustine eventually became a great saint. We're living in a world today where increasingly we're finding that people are very, very quick to judge, very quick to condemn. And any way they can find to do that, they'll do that. They'll unbury some long-forgotten tweet that some politician might have said way back when. Or whatever the case might be, we're very quick to condemn. And this is a spirit which inevitably affects us living in the same society. And on top of that, we've also been given this grace of this grace of having this fullness of Catholicism, of having the Latin Mass. And we can also perhaps from time to time be quick to judge others because other people don't necessarily have that grace. But interestingly enough, we had in the Gospel today one of the many instances where Christ, in a certain way, causes scandal because he's spending time with people who aren't necessarily saints. He spends time with these sinners. And the Pharisees and the scribes are taken aback. They're scandalized. How can this man eat and spend time with these people who have committed great sins? But oddly enough, the only thing that really repels Christ is not these sinners, not these people who have committed great sins, but it's the pride of these Pharisees. Those people who think they don't need our Lord Jesus Christ. They think that they're better, they don't need his help, and these are the only people that Christ has no time for. We might ask, well, what is the root cause of us sometimes being not very forgiving to those around us? Well, perhaps we're tainted a little bit with the spirit of the Pharisees. Let's be more concrete. Of course, we confess our sins. We confess that we've offended our Lord every time we go to confession. But sometimes this confession can be not so much of a confession. And it can be, from time to time, more of an occasion to excuse ourselves. That yes, we sort of rattle off our sins very quickly, and then we could quickly get back to our normal life, because these actions were not really ours. They're just, I happen to fall into them, but they're not my actions. Or confession could be even an occasion to extol our own virtue, which happens from time to time, where we sort of beat around the bush and we talk about other people's sins, but not necessarily our own. But in both cases, in both instances, there's a denial of our own weakness. We're unwilling to see ourselves as we actually are. And because of that, we have, we could say, a higher standard for ourselves. We have this idea that we're more perfect than we are. And then we hold other people up to that same standard. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why we can be very unforgiving to those around us. The image in today's gospel is really, it's a beautiful one. It's the image of the Good Shepherd leaving all of his sheep and going after to find, to bring back that one who has strayed from the path or is in danger. But the Good Shepherd couldn't go out and couldn't seek out and help this sheep if this sheep perhaps never made any noise. Just as our Lord Jesus Christ, he can't come to help us if we don't cry out to him, if we don't tell him, if we don't accept our weakness and ask him for his help. The moment we do, he showers his grace upon us. He helps us. But he can't help those who refuse to receive his help. Today, let's ask especially for this grace. Yes, to be saints, but the first step in that is accepting the fact that we can't become saints by ourselves. The first step to that is accepting our own weakness, accepting our own sin. Only then can God come and bring his help. Only then can God come and bring his strength to us. And then, only then, when we have this healthy acceptance of our own weakness, only then might we have a more compassionate understanding of you and those around us. Of course, as I say, we do condemn sin, but we must be compassionate towards and love the sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.